Oasis Audio presents Dark Passages by Katherine Lee Scott. Read for you by the author. Author's note. I've written Dark Passages with an affectionate nod to both the New York Playboy Club, where I worked as a bunny, and Dark Shadows, the 60s soap opera in which I played Josette Dupre, the doomed fiancée of vampire Barnabas Collins. In the bunny years, and my books about Dark Shadows, I've told the story of what really happened all those years ago, when I turned in my bunny ears and joined a small company of actors to create the world of Dark Shadows. Now I'm satisfying my itch to write a novel about that time, that world, combining elements of horror and fantasy, to tell a story about a vampire, a witch, and unrequited love. Prologue. I call myself Meg Harrison, although that's not the name I was given at birth, and there is no name for what I am other than vampire, although that hardly defines who I am. I'm certainly not the creature portrayed in folklore, a dead person rising each night from the grave to suck blood from the living for sustenance. Nor am I a craven creature who preys on other people, hunting them to satisfy my own malevolent desires. I am a living, organically developing non-human being inhabiting the world of humans. I function like most of my contemporaries and have no knowledge of a past life as an undead creature. But while my essential composition and appearance is that of an ordinary human, I am, on the most fundamental level, non-human. My mother, Ruth, who passed her gift to me, provided little guidance. So far, my path has been one of self-discovery, learning that I am of a breed born of vampiric mothers, into human families, and utilizing human bodies. My own body is standard-issue Northern European Caucasian of a late-blooming variety. Discovering my gifts and learning to harness them has been an arduous pursuit, and one I cannot abandon. My mortal life will soon depend on my mastery of these vampiric powers. Growing up, I wasn't much to look at, an end-of-the-gym-line runt with crooked teeth and pudgy cheeks. Adolescence was no picnic. My sharpened senses, especially hearing, made me privy to every whispered mean girl barb. I retaliated, of course. Lunch passes and eyeglasses went missing. Muddy puddles inexplicably oozed over brand new shoes. But I usually felt bad afterward. A notably human response. Marilyn, whom I've known since kindergarten, befriended me early on as a lost cause. She claims she can never figure me out, and that's good. Occasionally, I freak her out just for fun. Crossing the cornfield to Twin Lakes Elementary one morning, Marilyn got hysterical when we came across a rabbit struggling to free its hind leg from a trap. While Marilyn raced around looking for something to pry apart the sharp metal jaws, I knelt in the dirt and pressed my lips to the warm blood oozing through the rabbit fur. It was found blood, practically roadkill. Waste not, want not, I thought, as I lapped up bunny blood, while my fingers snapped the spring loose on the trap.
What are you doing down there? Marilyn shrieked.
I brushed blood from my lips on the rabbit's fur before holding the limp animal up for her to see.
You didn't give it mouth to mouth, did you?
Of course not. It must have kicked me, I said, looking into her horrified eyes. It was just hard to see the little thingy down there that pops the spring.
Well, put it down. Get rid of it. You've got icky blood all over you.
Marilyn, who had been so concerned about saving the rabbit, screamed that I'd picked up a disease just touching it. In fact, I'd sucked up an ounce of pure, unrefined fuel. The rabbit could spare the blood, and I'd spared its life, so I saw it as an even trade. Tanked up, I later knocked a softball over the treetops during gym class. Hard to explain that one. And practically steamed up the pool.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?